Organizers of the forum at St. James AME Church urge those in attendance to engage in a civil, respectful discussion, and for the most part, that request was honored. It was also made clear that the forum was not an opportunity to retry the Trayvon Martin case, which ended when George Zimmerman was found not guilty in the shooting death of the teenager. United Community for Justice member Carol Rogoff Hallstrom introduced civil rights attorney Frank Goldsmith, Asheville Police Chief William Anderson, and Buncombe County Sheriff Van Duncan. Rogoff Hallstrom said it was important that the community learn from what happened in Florida.
In this community, as in communities across this country, there are still enormous challenges and tensions between police agencies and communities, particularly, though not only, communities of color. In our view, as a group of individuals who share concerns about the safety in our communities, about equity in all of our communities, it seemed entirely appropriate to try to identify ways in which we could work with our law enforcement agencies to determine how can we prevent crises of the sort that occurred in the Florida case, how we can better engage together in training, in accountability mechanisms, understanding that that's the only way we're going to have communities that are safe for all of us.
Each panel member was given 10 minutes to speak. Attorney Frank Goldsmith limited his presentation to the Fourth Amendment of the Bill of Rights and North Carolina law, including the right to self-defense. He noted that in 2011, the General Assembly expanded that right beyond the boundaries of one's home to include your vehicle, your place of employment, or business. He stressed that North Carolina's Stand Your Ground law is significantly different than the Florida law.
It presumes that if somebody is trying to intrude on your home or is already in your home, that you are in fear of your life or of serious bodily harm, and you have the right to use deadly force. There are limitations on that right. For example, if you were the aggressor in bringing on the conflict, then you lose that right of self-defense. In order to regain it, you have to signal clearly to the other person, who against whom the force is being used, that you have left the fight, that you are no longer pursuing that person, and then your right of self-defense is restored. The other limitation, the main limitation on it, is that you cannot use excessive force. So if an unarmed person is coming at you, you can't shoot that person, in normal circumstances at least, because that would be excessive force.
If I broke into your home, you came down with a gun, and I fled, could you pursue me and shoot me?
Absolutely not. That would be you would not be entitled to do that under North Carolina law.
Chief William Anderson said the death of Trayvon Martin was a clear-cut case of a wannabe police officer overstepping his authority and killing a teenager. The chief urged parents, especially parents of young black men, to teach their children how to interact with law enforcement should they be stopped and questioned. One, be honest. Two, be respectful. And three, cooperate. He also urged those that think they have been mistreated to come to the police department and file a complaint. Sheriff Van Duncan reminded members of the various community watch groups that their job is to be the eyes and ears in the community, but to never track or stay with a suspect. The sheriff added that 4,000 people in Buncombe County have a concealed carry weapons permit, but that permit is not a license to use deadly force. Goldsmith added, if there is a lesson to be learned from the tragic death of Trayvon Martin, it's that North Carolina residents must urge state lawmakers not to expand this state's Stand Your Ground law. Another community meeting is expected to take place in October. For WCQS News, I'm David Horand.